Okay.
Yes.
Next application is change of zone, or excuse me, I'm back to the Board of Adjustment, or the Commission and the County. Next case is case number 11169. The application is Chris Tawa. The location is east of Texas Avenue, 200 feet southeast of Bayshore Drive, and being identified on tax rolls as tax map ID 2-35, map 3.12, parcel number 81, requesting a variance from the rear yard setback requirement. This application is requesting a 5-foot variance from the required 10-foot rear yard setback for a screen porch and rooftop deck over an existing deck previously approved after receiving a variance. Just a little history on this. This parcel has been before the board on two occasions. Once in 2000, in the year 2000 for a 2-foot variance, and again in 2003 for a variance for an existing deck. There was an error in the placement, and that was a 2-foot variance. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Chris Tawa, 5727 Moreland Street, Washington, D.C.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Bet you didn't bargain for all that.
Well, this is a lot less exciting.
Good.
It was interesting, though. I'll give you that.
Never a dull moment.
All right, sir. You explain to the board your request, please.
Thank you. I've been the owner of the house at 105 Texas Avenue since I bought it in 2003. And as was noted, there were two previous variances granted for rear yard setback on the house. The house now is under a contract for sale, and in the course of the legal work, we determined that, in fact, I needed to come before the board for another variance to formalize a upper deck that was installed on the house 10 years ago. And we did not realize that this would require any further variance activity at that time. And it's a really kind of a simple matter, which is that when I bought the house, there was a screen porch that the previous owner had installed on the deck. After I purchased the home, I improved the screen porch by having a contractor strengthen it, installing some circular stairs outside of the porch that led to the roof of the porch, and we installed an observation deck on what is the roof of the porch. It has a rubber roof that can be walked on. It has railings and a circular stairway access. And apparently this created a third deck, which is above the second floor deck, and so that requires its own variance, which we didn't realize. The parameters of the observation deck are exactly the same as the porch that's below it. So as I say, we did not realize that adding the observation deck at the top would lead us to have to come before you again, but this is what's necessary for our being able to proceed with the closing of the house. And I have some pictures if you'd like to see what the circular stairway and observation deck looks like.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Are they the same pictures that we already have in the record?
Yes, they are.
Oh, they are? Oh, you did.
Oh.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. That's a horrible copy, but I'm not sure you can see anything. Yeah. And so there was no change as a result of this to the profile of the structure whatsoever. There was no change to the sight lines. We have vacant lots on either side of the house. There was no change to the massing of it. Many homes are at this height or higher around the area, so I don't think it had any appreciable effect on the surrounding area or on the neighborhood. And then I've never even heard anything from any of the neighbors about its presence for the past 10 years.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills, we'll start with you.
I have no questions.
OK. Okay, and Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No question.
Mr. Rickards?
No question.
And I, Mr. Callaway, have no questions.
Is it good to come last?
I'm sorry?
Is it good to come last?
Well, it seems... Hey, hearing no questions?
I guess I have a question.
Uh-oh, Mr. Sharp, excuse me.
When you... I take it you're the one who... You said you improved the porch and you installed this observation deck?
I did, yeah. The porch was there at the time when the original variance had been granted in 2003, and I improved it.
Okay. And did you have a builder obtain the permits for it?
We have permits. At the time, no. We didn't realize also that permits would be necessary because it was a relatively small amount of work. No walls were being changed. But we have permits now, and the property is being inspected very shortly.
Okay. Ma'am, if you're going to testify, you need you to come on this one. Please state your name and address for the record.
Ori Bronstein, 18415 Boone Hall Road, Lewis.
Do you swear or affirm testimony about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Talbot didn't construct the screen porch.
I did not.
That was there when he bought it. So the previous owner assumed it was okay to just add a screen porch because she had gotten a rear setback variance. So she thought she could just build a porch because she already had a variance. She didn't realize she needed to get another variance. And then Mr. Tawa added the little, just the spiral staircase and a rooftop deck within that exact same footprint, also not realizing you'd have to get a variance or, and I guess he didn't think you needed a building permit for that, but he had nothing to do with the screen porch. He bought
That's
it like that.
Okay. But the amount of work that we did, I think this maybe cost about $1,200. There were no walls being put up. It wasn't obvious that we needed a permit.
Okay, sir.
We're fixing that.
Mr. Sharp, any further questions?
Nothing further.
Hearing no,
to clarify that.
Thank you. And hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,169. I believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief that was already approved for the previous porch. It's obvious that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I believe it is unique, has unique physical circumstances.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,169. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,169 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.